quarter to six and 30 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And we may even have a surprise in store for Jason Kantz. We'll see. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you on this day after Easter?
Well, I've had a few days off, and going back to work is not thrilling. But
yeah.
I'm doing well otherwise.
Okay. All right. Well, we nonetheless, have you had any, did you have any Easter peeps this year?
I did not eat any peeps. I'm not somebody who is opposed to peeps at all. I think they're fine, but I did not have any this year. My favorite, I think, are the Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, it's just kind of weird. If you had the Easter basket search for years, and I just kind of mentioned to my wife, like, you know, just kind of joking, hiding the Easter baskets, because that was something of days gone by. And,
right.
You know, not a reason to do that. Although, I guess I've heard of households where even as the kids get older, the parents still hide baskets. I guess that could be fun.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think Sarah Stokes had posted something about that, that hiding them for their kids. And one of them took 5.5 hours to find their basket. Yep. So
I would have mercy prior to that, I think.
Yes.
I think I have heard of a mutual friend of ours where the daughter was in tears looking for hers. So,
yeah, I could believe that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Yeah, I haven't either. I think I eyed up the peeps in the grocery aisle and saw the sugar content and said, you know, let it go. Let it go. But
And they're basically all sugar.
Right now, a peep, I just usually like to have, you know, one or, maybe three with my coffee. And that's just kind of a treat.
Okay. So. Yeah.
At the same time, I don't know, we talk about this more with the Wellness Wednesday type thing, but I mean, I am harboring the intention of, of trying to eat better, but that's just, it's a challenge, isn't it?
I mean, you have to work up to it,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's, there's a theory that talked about contemplative action and resolution or something along those lines and stages where people are at in terms of making behavior change. And
mm-hmm.
So you're in that contemplative stage.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I think I need to make the change. I'm thinking about it, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's all that goes with it. I think the thing is, like, you know, my doctor, like, more than a year ago, was just kind of, like, cut back on the sugar as much as you can and then the carbs with. And it's like, you know, when you say breads, there's so many things in the bread category, right?
Right. Yeah. Pretty broad.
Uh-huh.
Pretty broad.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. In terms of, I guess we're going to count that as the Mental Health Monday portion,
okay.
I guess.
Sounds good.
But I was thinking of, I had been thinking of the Book of Acts. And I thought, well, right after Easter was probably a pretty good time if we're going to... getting off the devotion, letters, notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus, either Acts or else if we did one chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, the resurrection chapter. So I'm gonna let you decide. Which would you prefer?
You know, I mean, we could jump into the resurrection chapter and then backtrack and do Acts. I mean,
all right, yeah,
that'd
sure.
be fine.
That's fine.
But that
all
means
right.
I've got to find it.
The day after Easter, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15 and... it is the resurrection chapter. I think between my wife and I, she likes to listen to sermons as well as podcasts and different things. And so I think we ended up getting 3 Easter messages yesterday. So
nice.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me what verses I'm reading because I'm still trying to flip my way around.
1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 2.
Yeah, it says, "Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believed something that was never true in the first place."
Ah, and in your notes to the upper room, I'm sorry, letters to the beloved, moving away here. Letters to the beloved, your devotional commentary on the New Testament, you tackle those two verses this way. "Child, it's good to be reminded of the gospel regularly. Your identity is secured in my son. Do not believe in vain, but with authentic hope."
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that word hope lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we were even talking about that on Saturday morning at breakfast,
mm-hmm.
About hopelessness and how that is such a hard thing. And, you know, this call back to authentic hope of hoping in Christ.
Mm. I've been thinking about it, too. And I think it's kind of like the one that doesn't get of the three that remain, I think it's kind of thought of the least. Like, faith gets a lot of talk, you know?
Yeah.
And then love is obviously, I mean, the most important, but hope's kind of sandwiched in between, and it's pretty important, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, friend. There
you
we go. Starting back to work here for him and for us here on WWIB. Well, it is our second semifinal. We've had a lot of fun with the CCM Song Tournament, the third annual, and, you know, we're going to have a new winner this year because Toby Mac won it the first year, Crowder. And Casting Crowns is waiting to see who they'll square off against in tomorrow's title. But 1 hour of voting, Caleb, as we get a song from For King and Country and another from Matthew West.
Yes, so Deb and the crew from Chippewa Falls going with Matthew West throughout this tournament, and Destiny from Jim Falls has nominated for King and Country. Again, two ways to vote. Full hour voting, as Halvo said, through 815, 715-396, 1670 via text. The other post that you can comment on is live in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And as always, we've loved this, hearing why you chose your specific song. So we'll start with For King and Country, Cheering You On. It'll go against Me On Your Mind by Matthew West. Here's Destiny from Jim Falls with her nomination.
This is Destiny from Jim Falls, and why I chose For King and Country's Cheering You On. To start, he is cheering us on when nobody else will. And it reminds us that we are not alone. Our questions will be answered in his time and his way. So don't give up. This song reminds us that we can be strong in our hurt and our suffering. The pain, the hurt, and the suffering is only temporary. God is by our side, helping us every step of the way. With him, nothing's impossible, and in him, all things are possible. Know this. We won't be shaken. We will rise up in the darkest and hardest moments. He wants us to know that we are loved, even when and if we fail or make mistakes. His love is reaching for us, cheering for us. He has a plan for our life, even if we don't see it. We need to trust him. He's our strong tower. The song helps us realize we know life is hard. We all struggle, but he's cheering for us, with us, loves us. He doesn't want us to struggle. We don't have to go through it all alone. But with him, we will rise up in the light of it. He's cheering us on. He's cheering you on.
There are days when you feel life is inside out.
Second one nominated by Deb and her family from Chippewa Falls. It's Matthew West, Me On Your Mind. Let's hear why.
Good morning, WWIB. Hi, this is Deb, and I am calling to let you know why I nominated Me On Your Mind for my fourth song. I pretty much didn't have any reason for nominating it other than strategy, figuring that it would be a good song to have at the end since it was his last number one hit. However, as I spent the weekend reflecting on the lyrics and the song, I've come to realize that it is a really good Easter song for this season. As I look at the lyrics and I read them, and it says, "You paid the price, you took the cross, you gave your life, and you did it all with me on your mind." That pretty much sums up Easter in a nutshell. Thanks. Bye.
Well, I was just checking the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group where folks can get a bonus vote and a lot of participation in the first 15, 16 minutes. So I'm going to have to still count and see where we're at. But expecting a tight, close race today between Matthew West and For King and Country for that final spot in the championship.
We got a slight lead from Matthew West in the text line, but yeah, a lot of votes coming in. Now, these are very popular groups.
715-396-1670 to vote via text. And also get a bonus vote comment on the post in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. You know, something pretty cool that I really enjoyed over the Easter weekend was the fact that I actually fit back into my suit. A lot of times it's like, okay, dress up a little bit on Easter, right, and wear the suit. Well, I hadn't been able to do that for the last couple of years, I think, because I didn't fit into my suit anymore. And it was just one of those, hey, this is a neat thing to be able to wear that suit again and say, hey, I can fit into it thanks to, again, this weight loss process this journey through my friends at Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. It's really neat how quickly you can see results as well. Again, you could lose 10 pounds or more in your first 2 weeks. I actually lost quite a bit more than that in my first 2 weeks. And they do have an 8 weeks free offer right now if you mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB. So check it out, Livia, L-I-V-E-A, Livia.com.
Caleb, I have reusable grocery bags, so when I do go to the grocery store, I can remember that I forgot them at home.
That makes sense. Hey, a little life observation here. Tablets were replaced by scrolls, which were then replaced by books, but now we scroll through books on our tablets.
That is good. I like it. Caleb, how does NASA organize a party?
I'm not sure.
They plan it.
Okay. You'd think with a month to figure out these jokes, we would have had more. The Egyptians, they claim there are no crocodiles in their country. I think they're in denial.
Okay. Right. There we go. And finally this morning, welcome to college, where every single person is smarter than you, except for the three people in your group project.
Oh, that's way too relatable. My goodness. Okay. And one more for me on this Make Us Laugh Monday on the Wib Wake Up Show. What can jump higher than a tall building in a single bound? Anything. Tall buildings can't jump.
Okay. I was going to say Superman. All right.
I think we had one here on the text line. We didn't get to either a voicemail line. Thank you, Sherry from Whitehall, for always being a great contributor.
Good morning. Contribution for Make Me Laugh Monday. Why are frogs always so calm? Because they eat what bugs them. Have a blessed day.
I'm going to try that. Yeah, this is it. We had For King and Country nominated by Destiny in Jim Falls, and the song was Cheering You On. And then also the higher seed in the tournament, Matthew West, nominated by Deb in Chippewa Falls with the song Me on Your Mind. And the voting came in, and on the text side, Matthew West had the early lead, but For King and Country surged ahead and actually outpolled him on this side. How about on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group?
Well, so on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, too, it kind of went back and forth, and Matthew West had an early lead for King Country, kind of came back, made a nice comeback there. And as it turned out, as we did the math for this, Halvo, one vote. One vote is what ended up separating these two.
That's right. There was an advantage on one side, an advantage for another group on the other side. And when it's all said and done, the group moving on to tomorrow's final is For King and Country.
Well done, everyone. And, man, For King and Country against Casting Crowns tomorrow, 7:15 to 8:15 a.m.
Congratulations to Destiny and Jim Falls. She'll square off against Casting Crowns, Michael and Altoona. And one of them is going to win a pair of tickets to We Are Messengers a week from tonight.
And let's just announce this right now, too. We are so thankful for your participation, and we want the most we've ever had tomorrow between 7:15 and 8:15. So, again, Destiny or Michael is going to win a pair of We Are Messengers tickets, but also we will select one person who votes tomorrow randomly from everybody who votes by text or in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. One person who votes tomorrow will also be walking away.
That is awesome.
With two tickets to see our We Are Messengers, Jonathan Traylor and Ben Fuller, 1 week from tonight.
That is fantastic.
So we're going to do that, and we're looking forward to that. Again, if you don't win, you can get your tickets 25% off, wwib.com/WeAreMessengers, in this month of April, which we are celebrating and commemorating with a lot of different things.
That's right. Hey, if I vote tomorrow at the polls, could I win a prize too? Probably not. Probably not. All right, you're spoiling us. All right, April, Caleb, this fourth month of the year is National Car Care Month.
It is also National Kite Month.
It is National Poetry Month.
April is National Fresh Celery Month. Not just celery, but fresh celery.
Write a poem about celery. It's National Pecan Month.
It's National Soft Pretzel Month. My kids are going to want to celebrate that.
By the way, I was celebrating Pecan Month early because that's what I had at Randy's for breakfast with my coffee on Saturday was pecan pie. It is National Soy Foods Month.
It is National Florida Tomato Month. So apparently Florida gets their own.
Wow. Special. It's National Garlic Month.
It is National Grilled Cheese Month as well.
And sadly, but importantly, it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Indeed. So, all the things to commemorate during April. We've just let you know, and looking forward to a great April. March flew by very fast, and thank you again, everyone, for your wonderful support of WIB Incorporated during Hope and Hoops. I think we are glad that we don't have to shoot in 20 minutes, though.
I know. It's nice.
Well, let's get back to the music. We'll take one song here up to our Wib Wake Up Show weather update. And how about a new one from Lauren Daigle if you missed it last week? This is called Be Okay. WWIB, we are family. Looking forward to that championship tomorrow for King and Country. And Casting Crowns, 7:15 a.m. to 8:15 a.m. Be there and vote.
All right, well, a week from today is the great eclipse, actually, the great American eclipse. So we're a week away from that. And so we've got some of the some silly jokes from kids that are eclipse related.
Yes, indeed. For instance, what did the sun bring to the eclipse party?
What?
A light snack.
Okay. Caleb, how does the man in the moon cut his hair?
I don't know.
Eclipse it.
There you go. Silliest kids eclipse jokes. 1 week away from the eclipse. What did the sun say to the moon on the day of the eclipse?
What?
Looks like it's my night off.
Ah, okay, very good. Hey, well, what did the sun say when it reappeared after an eclipse?
I don't know.
Pleased to heat you again.
There you go. Jokes, kids, from kids here. Silliest kids eclipse jokes ever. What kind of underwear should you wear during an eclipse?
I don't know.
Fruit of the moon. Fruit of the loom. That was a pretty good one.
That is good. This is a joke, a repeat of one I had an hour ago. How do you organize an eclipse party?
How?
You plan it.
There you go. What's the most famous painting of an eclipse?
What?
The Mona Lisa.
Okay. Why didn't the sun go to college?
I like this one.
Because it already had a million degrees.
There you go. And one more. Silliest kids eclipse jokes 1 week from the eclipse. Why did the teacher bring eclipse glasses to school?
Why?
She had bright students.
Uh-huh.